The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Last week in the bookshelf, the actor Rory Cowan placed A.C. Grayling's Meaning of Things up on the shelf. This week it is the turn of Chef Derry Clark. Derry, how are you?
Great, Kieran. Great to be here.
Yeah, listen, it's great for you to come in and to kind of share some of your favourite reads with us. It's a tough one, isn't it, when you're asked to place your favourite book?
Well, it
or
is.
Was it for you?
It is, really.
Standout.
Yes, you know, and funny enough, when I went looking yesterday evening for books in the house, there's so many. I couldn't believe it. And I pulled some more out just to read again, actually, because sometimes you read a book, say, 20 years ago, and it's nice to go back on it, you know?
Yeah.
So, as you said, it's very, very difficult to pick out three, you know, but I did it.
Yeah. So what, where are we starting?
Well, can we start with actually probably most important book to me, okay. Elizabeth Davis, you know, famous cookery writer from the 40s and 50s.
And I should say, before you describe the book, Derry has been kind enough to bring in his copies of the books he wants to talk about. This is a well-worn copy.
It is, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, the back is broken. You can see when you open the front cover, it's a hardback. French country cooking. And my mother got it for me, actually, and a signed copy by the author, which I didn't realise, you know, until I looked today. I was looking at it through today, and I said, wow, it's signed.
Wow.
So I might have to get that book repaired. But it's got so much really good stuff in it. If you look at the recipes, unlike today's modern recipes, they're done in a method sense. They're quite tight. They're concise.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yes, they're very easy to read, actually. And, you know, there's several recipes in each page. So
I'd say a modern reader now it would kind of jar initially, because I opened it up expecting to see the list of ingredients and then just your step one, step two, step three.
I think that's much better, actually. It's a really nice way to cook.
Yeah.
I mean, you have things like poulet à la crème. I mean, come on, you know, that's just a spectacular kind of sounding dish. You know, obviously it's chicken in a cream sauce, but you know something, like the French always make something sound really nice, you know.
But and so how long
really
have you had that
me,
book?
That book, I think, it was published in 1951, and that's a 1951 copy.
Yeah.
I think 70 years.
Wow.
And I got that, I think I was around 16, 17 when I got that book from my mother. And there's a lot of dishes I use in it, like there's a confit of duck. And when we opened the restaurant, confit of duck is everywhere now.
Yeah.
Every restaurant has it. But I was the first, I know for sure I was the first in Ireland to put it on because of that book.
Oh, that's where it came from.
You read it
in that book and you were the first.
I came from that book. In actual fact, I remember putting duck legs on in the restaurant, confit of duck leg, and I got a bit of stick over it because where's the rest of the duck? But really, and then I explained about the dish and what it was, and it was from her really I got that dish.
And is it still a book you could dip in and out of you
100%.
Today? 100%.
Yeah. I recommend it to anyone, actually. And, you know, if we look at it, it's very full, it's very rich, everything's accessible.
Yeah.
And it's there's nothing like lobster, there is lobster in it, but nothing like expensive. It's a really good, hearty book that has soul, I think. Elizabeth David was a very flamboyant figure. She had a quote, there's three things that she liked. One was food, the second was life, and the third one was men.
Good on her.
So I actually think she was something great. And a lot of chefs, you know, my peers, would look upon her as a inspiration for them.
It's actually a lovely illustrated book as well. Like there's Paul Gauguin.
Yes,
There's all these other painters featured in there. Audrey, loads more. Is it a book? Because there'll be people maybe who think, sorry, if a cookbook effectively is kind of what is of Derry Clark standards, then it's above my head. Is this for everybody?
Oh, everybody.
Really?
It really is. I mean, Kieran, look at the recipes there. I mean, the simple recipes there. There's actually how to poach eggs in there. And it's foolproof, actually. So, I mean, things like that. I mean, it's got everything in it. And don't forget, that book came out at a time when we in Britain and Ireland, we were doing two veg, well-done meat and a few spuds.
Yeah.
So that was something different when it came out.
I literally opened it here on how to poach an egg. Reminds me that the team hate when I do this. You know that great Winston Churchill line, you know, I can boil an egg. I've seen it done.
Well, you know something, you know, actually, right off, what's the word? Yeah, do it. If you see it, you can do it, I think, sometimes.
So Elizabeth David's French Country Cooking.
Yes, yeah. She did several books. Peasant Cooking, I think she did as well. I have that book somewhere. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But that one there, as you can see, it has been used. I think I've done most recipes in that in my young days.
Actually, there's a page marked in it.
I've marked that for a reason. Was there a reason why I marked that?
It's confit de porc, pâté de foie de porc, what else? Coulettes. Not a pork.
Pork, yeah. The confit of pork, that was a great dish as well.
You must have just been hungry maybe when you were flicking through it last night. You thought, you know what, I'm going to do a bit of that.
That book I found, and actually it took me a lot. I knew it was in the house somewhere.
Yeah.
And Sally Ann found it, and I said, well done, because that was the one, that to me is the book for me.
Great. I like to hear that. That's a nice story.
You know, and
story
of course,
behind
like,
it.
You know, as you said, the other books really, I had to pick something. Like, I am definitely a non-fiction
reader. Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, I really am. Fiction is great. I always try to support our Irish authors. That's kind of a key, I think. I think being Irish, you got to do that.
Yeah.
I think it's your duty. I think it's our duty to read books anyway.
Yeah.
It is a place you can go away to, like we all do. I think that's what everyone reads.
You're a good reader. Are you always reading something?
I'm a lazy reader. Okay. That makes sense. I'll pick a book up and if I like it, I'll go in one go nearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you don't, will you just give up on it?
I will give up after the first
You're dead chapter. Right. I don't understand these people who think you have to finish it because you started it.
Yeah.
Life's too short.
Yeah. And especially, you know, heavy books, I call them heavy, literary books, I do kind of struggle. But I like, the next one I have there, you have in your hand, is The Stolen Village.
Yeah.
It's Baltimore and the Barbary Pirates. Des Egan, that was a Irish Times book award. It's about Baltimore. And Baltimore, I go there most summers in West Cork.
Yeah.
I got a boat and we go down there and it is really a beautiful village. And funny enough, there's a place there called the Algiers because of this story, which is a true story. A great place, actually, every down there, the Algiers pub. Great food and everything. But that was the Barbary pirates came from Algeria and they raided the villages on the south coast of Ireland 400 years ago. And they took most of the village of Baltimore back to Algeria as slaves and they were sold. Some became with different professions. Some went to the harem. Some actually bought their way out of slavery, which they could do in those days in Algeria. And only two people made it back, as far as I can read up on the book. In the book, two came back. And one became a jeweller. And he brought back an inspiration he saw in Algeria was for the Cladder ring.
No
famous
way.
Famous Cladder ring we have now. He got the idea from Algeria and brought it back here. And
that's amazing. I never knew that story.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, this is a story people don't realise about white slavery. You know, there was White Gold, another book actually about it. It was a big thing then.
Yeah.
I mean, the Icelandics came down and took Irish slaves.
Yeah.
At that time. And
I saw Mancon McGann talking about this recently, about Irish having been spoken in Iceland and arguably in North America as well, because Icelanders were kind of coming down here and pillaging.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's incredible, really.
It is incredible, our history. That's only 400 years ago. I know you say 400 years ago is a long time ago, but it's not. You know, it really isn't. It's only...
Yeah, June 1631, Pirates from Algiers. Yeah,
it's a brilliant book. And it's a brilliant book. It's a good, hefty book.
Yeah.
Softback. Highly recommend it. Even get to go to your library or get it. It's a really, really good book. And it's our history and it's something that's not... Actually, a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah, I was kind of vaguely aware. I think I maybe heard a radio conversation like this about it a few years ago, but I don't really know any of the details, just that it happened. So that's possibly a book I might read myself. You have a third book, which is...
Shackleton. I mean, Shackleton is, you know, the guy. He's Irish, of course. He was born in Kildare. He was born in 1874, and he was an adventurer. He was a spectacular human being. And that book I read that book twice, actually.
Really?
I did over the years. And it's just the endurance himself and his men did on that expedition, trying to get to the South Pole. I mean, they marched nearly 2,500 miles, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they only got 90 miles away from the South Pole. They almost made it. But the endurance they did, the 4 months down the South Pole, I mean, think about it. And then don't forget, that was 100 years, over 120 years ago. I mean, the clothing would have been old wooden clothing. It wouldn't have been as the stuff we have nowadays.
Yeah.
And I think he's just an amazing person.
Just to give you people a sense of just how hard it is. The one page I opened on, and it's probably the same for every page in the book, they're at almost kind of 6,000-7,000 feet above sea level. It is well below freezing. There are hard winds blowing. His knee is giving him jip, it seems, at one stage. And yet they've got to go on. They're going over crevices and they're dealing with all sorts of problems.
Well,
no,
I mean,
no confit of pork there.
No confit of pork there. I mean, Mount Erebus, they climbed. That was 13,000 feet, which is incredible. I mean, his most famous saying was, "Superhuman effort is not worth a damn unless it achieves results."
Mm.
That's a really good saying, really, isn't it?
Because, yeah.
I nearly killed him. Really well, because he died in St. George, in Georgia. In where was it? 1922.
Yeah.
So, you know. But he was something else. I think he's one of our heroes in Ireland for sure.
During the period, we brought back with us from the journey toward the pole vivid memories of how it feels to be intensely, fiercely hungry during the period from November 15th to February 23rd. So think about how long that is. We had one full meal, and it was on Christmas Day. Absolutely incredible.
Incredible. There's some photographs in there as you go through that book, you know, black and white photographs,
yeah.
Which is amazing. They actually could take photographs, you know,
yeah.
In that temperature, and the way they did it, of course, it was the old plates, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But with those, I mean, they were the three books, and I think, you know, they all, and it's funny about me, I like handing out something that's real, that's there, and you learn. I think reading those type of books, you learn. It enhances what you should know.
They are a great recommendation. So I think French Country Cooking by Elizabeth Davis is what's going up on the bookshelf. But noble mention for The Stolen Village, Baltimore and the Barbary Pirates, Des Eakin and Shackleton's The Heart of the Antarctic and South. Derry, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thanks Kieran. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.